listen to these words about how the firm foundation was set into place. In the beginning, when God began creating, I know the traditional translation, in the beginning when God created, but in the Hebrew tense, it's a future imperfect verb, which means there is no ending. There is no ending to God's creative work in the world. So when God began creating the heavens and the earth, there was this formless void and this darkness, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of this darkness and this chaos, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God separated the light and the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the waters separate, and the dome was there. And so God called the dome sky. And there was evening, and there was morning on the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered God called the sea. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us put forth vegetation upon all the earth, seed-bearing fruit of all sorts of kinds, so that it can keep reproducing upon the earth. Let us make vegetation." And so there was seed yielding fruit of every kind upon the earth. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let the lights in the dome of the sky give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light for the day and the lesser light for the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome over the sky to give light to the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, on the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, which swarms in the water, and every winged bird. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle, creeping things, wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of every living kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let us make humankind in our own image, according to our own likeness, and let them have dominion, stewardship over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God made humankind in God's image. In the image of God, they were created. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Have dominion over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and everything that moves upon it." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in it. Everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that God had made, And indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that God had begun. And God rested on the seventh day from all the work that God had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that God had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. These are the words that were spoken into creation that brought forth life, that renewed the face of the chaos and the darkness. These are the words that God spoke into creation to begin the creative work of bringing forth life in the world. These are the words that have rhythm. These are the words that rhythmically bring in creation into existence. Did you hear the rhythm? God said, and creation began. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning for 6 days. Rhythm is such an incredible gift. Rhythm in music, rhythm in spoken word, rhythm in poetry, rhythm in painting. Rhythm is part of God's creative expression in the world. As I sat by the ocean this week, each and every one of the 5 days I was there, I sat with my chair in the ocean just watching the rhythm of the tide come in and the tide go out, watching the gifts of life and creatures and shells and beach stones that would come with it as it floated by my chair. And I thought about this rhythm of grace that spoke creation into being. And I think about the rhythm of song and melody and expression that we have in this world. All these are gifts from God so that we can have a creative connection with the creative creator who calls us by name, spoke us into existence, loves us, and sends us creative gifts of rhythm, of life, of joy, of beautiful sunshine days, of music, of fellowship, of being together with one another in this holy and sacred space. May you remember this creative connection as you go throughout your summer, this creative connection that reminds you that on the seventh day, indeed, even God rested. If that is restful, my friend, indeed. May it be so for each and every one of us that we remember this creative connection over the summer, that we take time to creatively connect to the creator of the universe who spoke everything into creative existence with rhythm, grace, and love for each and every one of us. Amen.